Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is March the 17th, Monday. It's a cloudy day here in Porto Alegre, in the south of Brazil. My name is Marcos Gazana. Today, I'm going to speak about fluency, and especially fluency in foreign language. I'm going to start by reading some interesting definitions that I found on the web. And then I will move on and discuss, give my opinion about some of these definitions. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can find a contact form in case you want to contact me or if you want to give any suggestions for future topics. And you can also leave your comments. So, all right, so I'm going to start with a definition from, maybe I can start with the definition from the freedictionary.com, which says, fluent means able to express oneself readily and effortlessly. Able to express oneself readily and effortlessly. This is definition 1A. Then moving on to definition 1B, it says, here it says, flowing effortlessly, polished. And then we also have, two other definitions here. Flowing or moving smoothly, graceful. That's more for things, not for people. And flowing or capable of flowing, fluid. So obviously my opinion here is that this definition is rather vague and not directly related to language learning. Let's move on. Let me read a short extract here from the Wikipedia, which is a more complete definition. Again, I know that Wikipedia might not be the most scientific site, but still it's a trustworthy, in my opinion at least, it's a trustworthy source of information, and it's got quite a lot of information about fluency and whatever you're searching for. So I think it's a good starting point for the discussion here. So here it says, language fluency is used informally to denote broadly a high level of language proficiency, most typically foreign language or another learned language, and more narrowly to denote fluid language use as opposed to slow, halting use. In this narrow sense, fluency is necessary but not sufficient for language proficiency. What do they mean by fluency is necessary but not sufficient for language proficiency? So basically, I guess what they mean here is that language proficiency is beyond fluency. And this is a point that I want to make later on. But let me read a little bit more. They also say here, fluency is basically one's ability to be understood by both native and non-native non-native listeners. A higher level would be bilingual, which indicates one is native in two languages, either having learned them simultaneously or one after the other. In this sense, proficiency or fluency encompasses a number of related but separable skills. Well, and here they move on to talk about several skills that can be learned. Reading, writing, comprehension, speaking, reading, comprehension. And then they say, to some extent, these skills can be acquired separately. The point I wanted to make here is that, in my opinion, well, of course, a basic user of the language someone who uses the language in a basic level. I mean, people who go abroad and they have to struggle even when they are in a shop or in a restaurant. Definitely those are not fluent speakers. Yes, even if they can communicate, they're still in a more, you know, shallow level, and they're not able to go beyond basic communication. Yeah? In a second moment, we would have someone who can communicate and more than communicate, get his message or her message across, and also deal better with situations that you have, everyday situations that you have when you're traveling. So this would be, let's say, someone who is struggling to achieve fluency. And then moving on, we have someone who can go beyond the basics and beyond a reasonable communication level, and incorporate some level of sophistication in their language use. And this, in my opinion, would be the fluent speakers, yes, or the fluent speakers of a particular language. So someone who can not only communicate, express his or her ideas, but go beyond that and do it with some level of sophistication. Yes, so this would be a fluent user of the language, in my opinion. So when I was reading, remember I read something which distinguished fluency from proficiency, and it says that fluency comes before proficiency. And I agree with that. I think that a fluent speaker is someone who can go beyond the basics, who can communicate and express himself or herself in a deeper level with some sophistication, but will run into trouble whenever dealing with more technical language or jargon. You see, so a proficient speaker would be someone who can go beyond just the basics and beyond a certain level of sophistication, but is also able to deal with whatever sort of language that comes his or her way, you know, be it very technical, be it, be it poetry or a novel. Or, you know, a proficient user, in my opinion, is someone who can listen to the radio, who can watch a TV show, watch a very, you know, technical interview and grasp the meaning and actually deal well with a vocabulary that comes up, and also to speak well. Someone who can express himself or herself in a sophisticated way in all circumstances, in all different sorts of contexts, be it very specific, be it very technical or not. In a fluent speaker, it's a step back. So it's someone who can deal with familiar language with some level of sophistication, who can basically express himself or herself very clearly in familiar situations, but might run into trouble when dealing with more specific language, might have difficulties dealing with irony, with jokes, with literature, and stuff like that. That's it. I hope you enjoyed this discussion. Are you a fluent user? Are you becoming one? Are you struggling to be proficient? Let me know about you. Yes, please send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. You can also subscribe by going to the site, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. If you go to the site, you can subscribe via email. You will get notifications whenever there is a new episode out there. Please, well, let me know if you have any suggestions or comments. I would be happy to hear your comments or to think about any topics you suggest. Don't forget to share. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.